Will you please turn to Matthew chapter 11?
我们看马太福音十一章。
We'll read from verse 28 through verse 30.
我们从二十八节读到三十节。
Matthew 11:28.
马太十一章二十八节。
Come to me, all ye who labor and are burdened.And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
二十八节，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
The same gospel, chapter 28.
还是马太福音二十八章。
We read from verse 16 through verse 20.
我们从十六节读到二十节。
But the 11 disciples went into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they did homage to him, but some doubted. And Jesus coming up spoke to them, saying, All power has been given me in heaven and upon earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples.Of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have enjoined you. And behold, I am with you all the days until the completion of the age.
十六节，十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上。他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And finally, the gospel according to Luke.
我们再看《路加福音》
，Luke chapter 14，
《路加福音》第十四章
，and we will read from verse 25 through verse 35。
我们从二十五节一直读到三十五节。
Luke chapter 14, verse 25。
路加十四章从二十五一直到三十五节。
And great crowds went with him, that is with Jesus. And turning around, he said to them, If any man come to me, and shall not hate his own father and mother, and wife and children, and brothers and sisters, yea, and his own life too, he cannot be my disciple.And whoever does not carry his cross and come after me cannot be my disciples. For which of you, desirous of building a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost if he had what is needed to complete it, in order that having laid the foundation of it and not being able to finish it,All who see it do not begin to mock at him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king, going on his way to engage in war with another king, does not sitting down first take counsel whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him coming against him with 20,000? And if not,While he is yet far off, having sent an embassy, he asks for terms of peace. Thus then, every one of you who who forsakes not all that is his own cannot be my disciple. Salt, then, is good. But if the salt also has become savorless, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is proper, neither for land nor for dung. It is cast out. He that has ear to hear, let him hear.
25节，有极多的人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的生命的，就不能做我的门徒。凡不背着自己的十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。你们哪一个要盖座楼，不先坐下来计算花费，能盖成不能呢？恐怕按了地基不能成功，看见的人都笑话他说，这个人开了工却不能完工。或是一个王出去和别王打仗，岂不先坐下来做量，能用10,000兵去敌拿20,000兵来攻打他的吗？若不能，当趁敌人还远的时候，派使节去求和息的条款。这样你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。盐本来是好的，盐若失了味，可做什么叫它再咸呢？或用在田里，或堆在粪里，都不合适，只好丢在外面。有耳可听的，就当听，就应当听。
We thank the Lord for gathering us together again this morning.
我们感谢主，再有一次我们将来聚集。
If you were there yesterday morning,
如果昨天早晨你要来的话，
you know that this time our burden is very focused.
我们知道这次我的负担是非常集中的。
We are sharing together on this matter of our fourfold relationship with Christ.
我们要提到我们与基督有四方面的关系。
We know that as long as we live upon this earth,
我们知道只要我们活在这个地上，
we live with relationship.
我们生活里头就充满了关系。
We have relationship with our parents.
我们跟我们父母有关系。
We have relationship with our siblings.
我们跟我们兄弟姊妹有关系。
We have relationship with our neighbors.
我们跟我们的邻居有关系。
We have relationship with our fellow students.
我们跟我们这些学生们有关系。
We have relationship with our associates.
跟我们那个同工们有关系。
And maybe we have relationship with our children.
我们跟我们的儿女们也有关系，还有我们孙子孙女儿有关系。我们可以说生命里生活里头是用关系组成的。
那
我们的生活过的生命生活过得怎么样，是根据我们的关系。我们活得成功还是活得失败，
It depends upon how we relate to people.
就取决于我们跟人家的关系到底怎么样。
But brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姊妹，
There is a more basic relationship that we oftentimes neglect.
但有一个最基本的关系常常我们会忽略了。
Because I do believe that unless our relationship with Christ, with God, is correct.
我深深的相信，只有我们跟我们的神，我们基督的关系是对的话，
then all these human relationships will be corrected.
那我们跟人之间的关系就会正常。
If we focus our attention on how to improve our human relationships,
如果我们只注意说我们跟人之间的关系怎么能搞好，
and neglect our proper relationship with Christ.
那忽略了我们跟基督那个正常的关系的话，
we will find that all our efforts were in vain.
我们就发觉我们一切的努力都是徒然的。
So to us Christians,
所以对我们基督徒来说，
the most basic and important thing that we need to be concerned with is our relationship with Christ.
我们最重要的重点是我们跟基督的关系到底怎么样。
Yesterday we already began with our first relationship with Christ.
昨天我们说到我们跟基督的关系第一方面。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is our kinsman redeemer.
我们的主耶稣基督是我们亲属的救赎主。
How he came into this world.
他怎么来到地上
？To be a man just like we are.
成为人的样子跟我们一样。
In order that he may be our redeemer.
就是因为这个缘故，他能成为我们的救赎主。
He paid a heavy cost.
他付了极大的代价。
To redeem us.
来拯救我们。
And to God.
能够救赎我们回到神哪里去。
And thank God we are the redeemed of the Lord.
感谢主，我们在主面前是蛮蒙救赎的人。
What should be our response to our kinsman redeemer?
对着这个我们最亲属的救赎主，我们该怎么的回应呢？
We need to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
我们把自己献上当作活祭。
In other words,
换句话来说
we who are constrained by his love,
我们只是被他爱所激励的人
knowing that he who has died, we all die.
我们知道因为他死我们众人就死了
And now we live not to ourselves.
我们众人就不再为自己而活
we live for Christ.
是为能为我们死而复活的主而活。
So this is consecration.
这就是奉献。
Consecration is not limited just to those who want to be preachers.
奉献绝不是限于那些愿意做传道人的。
Consecration must be done by every redeemed child of God.
每一个蒙赎神的儿女们都应该把自己奉献。
Have you presented your bodies a living sacrifice to Christ?
你有没有把自己当作活祭一样献给基督呢？
Have you given your right to your life to Christ?
有没有把你生命的权利来交在基督的手上呢？
And allow him to work out his full salvation in you.
让这个完全的救恩能够从你身上能够活出来呢？
So this is the basic relationship.With Christ.
这是我们跟基督最基本的关系。
Now, this morning we would like to go a little further.
今天早晨我要再往前走一步。
And that is the relationship between the master and the disciples.
这个今天要说到是师父跟门徒的关系。
We read in Matthew chapter 11.
我们读到马太十一章。
Verse 28.
第二十八节。
We heard the call of our Lord Jesus.
我们听到主在这里呼召我们。
He called and said, "All who labor and are heavy burdened."
他是呼召那些凡劳苦担重担的人。
He said, "Come to me."
他说到我这里来。
And I will give you rest.
我就使你们得安息。
And thank God.
我们感谢主。
Had come to him.
我们都到他跟前去了。
And thank God we do find rest in our spirit.
我们感谢主，我们在灵里头已经得到安息了。
All the sins have been forgiven.
所有罪过得到赦免。
We can stand before the righteous God.
我们能够站在那个公义神的跟前。
We become God's children.
我们成为神的儿女。
What a salvation that is.
何等的救恩。
And then,We find following the first call.
我们看见第一个呼召之后
，there is immediately followed by a second call.
接下去马上有第二个呼召。
And the Lord Jesus said,
耶稣就这样说了
，Come and yoke with me.
来负我的轭
，and learn of me.
学我的样式
，because I'm.Meek and lowly in heart.
因为我心里柔和谦卑。
Now, if you do that,
如果你这样做的话
you will find rest in your soul.
你的心里的你的魂里头就想安息。
That is to say, not only your spirit is renewed.
那不但你的灵里面得到更新
even your soul will come into rest.
你的心里头都想安息。
And the Lord said, His burden is light.
然后主说，我的轭是容易的。
And His yoke is easy.
我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
So you find in the gospel.
所以你在福音书里头，你看到。
After people believe in the Lord Jesus.
只有人来信了耶稣以后。
Usually it is followed by the call.To be the disciples of Christ.
主就马上呼召他来做主的门徒。
For instance,
举个例子吧。
You find that John and Andrew, they came to the Lord Jesus.
你知道约翰跟厄德安德烈他遇到了主。
And after they came to the Lord Jesus,
当他们来到主面前的时候
immediately they came home and brought their brothers to the Lord Jesus.
然后他们就跑回家去，把他们的兄弟都带到主的面前。
They say we have met the Messiah.
他说我们遇见弥赛亚了。
Come and see.
来看啊。
And you remember in the Gospel of John chapter 1,
在约翰福音第一章里头这样说的。
How Andrew brought his brother Simon to Jesus.
那安德烈就把他哥哥西门带到主的面前去。
You know, Simon usually was a very a man of many words.
西门是一个很多话的人。
He liked to talk.
他最喜欢讲话了。
But strangely, if you read the record in John chapter 1,
但是你看约翰一章里头所记载的话，
when he was led to the presence of the Lord,
当他带到主的跟前的时候，
he was speechless.
他没话可说。
The Lord looked at him.
主耶稣就看着他。
Now in the original, the word look means just look him up and down.
那原文的意思就是从头到脚这样打量他。
And look into his very being.
就把他最里头的也看透了。
And the Lord Jesus said,
然后主耶稣就说了，
You are Simon.
你是西门。
Of course.
那当然了。
He is Simon.
他就是西门了。
But you shall be called Peter.
那你要叫做彼得。
You...were a man of dust.
你本来是尘土的人。
Now you will become a living stone.
你现在你要变成活石。
That was how Peter was led to the Lord.
那是彼得怎么被带到主的面前的故事。
And as well as James.
要同样是雅各的故事。
And then you remember the Lord was walking by the Sea of Galilee.
当主在加利利海旁行走的时候。
And when he saw Peter and Andrew,They were casting nets.
看见彼得跟安德烈在这里撒网。
Because they were fishermen.
因为他们是打鱼的渔夫。
And the Lord said, "Come and follow me."
主说来跟从我。
I will make you fishers of men.
我要叫你成为得人的渔夫。
And what happened?
那发生什么事情呢？
These two brothers.
这两兄弟。
They left the net.
他就把网丢下了。
They left the boat.
他离开他的船。
And followed the Lord Jesus.
就跟随了主。
And the Lord went ahead a little bit.
那主再往前走一阵。
And he saw the two sons of Zebedee.
他看见西庇太的两个儿子。
They were mending the net.
他们在补网。
And the Lord said, "Come and follow me."
主就说来跟从我。
And they left everything and followed the Lord.
他就把一切都撇下来跟随主。
And this happened again and again and again.
这个事情一直不断的发生的。
This happened to Philip.
也发生在腓力的身上。
This happened to Nathanael.
那发生在拿但业的身上。
This happened to Levi, that is Matthew.
那发生叫做利未的马太的身上。
So you find everyone who believe in the Lord Jesus.
所以凡有人是相信主耶稣基督的。
Is followed by the call.To follow the Lord Jesus.
主就马上来呼召他来跟随他。
As a matter of fact,
实在说，
these two calls are one.
两个呼召其实是一个。
It is two sides of one coin.
一个呼，好像一个钱币的两面。
In other words,
换句话说，
to those who do not know the Lord Jesus,
对那些不认识主耶稣的人，
the call is come.And I will give you rest.
就是听见说来我给你们安息。
But to those who come and find the rest.
对于那些已经到主跟前找到安息的人。
The Lord said, yoke with me.
主就说负我的轭。
Learn of me.
学我的样式。
Be my disciple.
来做我的门徒。
Because this is what disciples mean.
这就是门徒的意义。
Of course, today,It may be difficult to understand.
今天我们大概比较难理解。
Because we think disciples are students.
我们想门徒就是学生了。
But modern students are very, very different from old disciples.
今天当学生跟那个时候当门徒差很多的。
Because as a student today,
今天你当学生的话
you pay a cost.
你就付了学费
and you get into the school,
你要进到学校
and you sit in the classroom,
你坐在教室里头
you listen to your professors,
你听你这个教授在讲话
and you try to absorb all his learnings,
那就把一切你都吸收来学会了
and if you are not happy with that school,
那你对学校不满意的话呢
well, you can change to another school.
你就转个学校了
That's modern students.
你接今天的学生。
But in the old days, there were no schools.
在以前的时候没有学校的。
So if you want to learn a trade,
如果你要学一个的技巧
you will be apprenticed out.
你要把它印出来。
Now what does that mean?
这意思是什么？
Now suppose you want to learn carpentry.
举个例子，如果你要学当一个木匠。
Now how are you going to learn carpentry?
你怎么来学一个当木匠的工作呢？
As a young man.
好像一个年轻人。
Now your parents will find a good carpenter.
你的父母就替你找一个好的木匠。
And apprentice you.To your master.
然后把你带到你的主人的面前。
Your parents will sign a contract with that master carpenter.
那你的父母就跟那个主人那个木匠签了合同。
Now after the contract was signed,
当合同签了以后
，they will send you to your master's house.
就把你送到你的师父的家里头。
You will live.In a master's house.
你就住在你师父的家里。
You will become a part of his family.
你成为他家庭里头的一份子了。
And what will he do to you?
他要做什么呢？
Now you go there to learn carpentry.
你去那边是学怎么做一个木匠。
But very often during the first year,
很通常第一年的时候，
he will not even allow you to touch the tool.
他连工具都不让你碰的。
And what are you doing in the family?
那你在那个家里头你干什么
?Well, you are there.
好你在哪里
?When the master is eating, you stand there and serve.
你的师父在吃饭你就站在旁边来伺候他。
And in the family, probably you have to carry the children a little bit.
在家里头可能你要带他的孩子。
And you have to sweep the floor.
那你还要扫地。
Now you will say, I do not come for such things.
你说我来不是干这个活的
I come to learn carpentry.
我来是学怎么做木匠的
I was wasting my time of doing that.
我在这里干这个活不是浪费时间吗
But in the old way, this is the way of learning.
但这以前就是这样来学的
And maybe the second year,
那到了第二年
He will allow you to teach the tool.
然后就叫你懂一点关于那个工具
And you will teach you somewhat.
然后要教你一点那个怎么用。
And after a few years, you graduated.
然后过了几年以后你就毕业了。
When you are graduated,
当你毕业的时候
what have you learned?
你学了什么
You learn not only your master's skill,
你不但把你师父的技巧学会了
you learn your master's life.
你知道你的师父是怎么做人的。
Very often you find when you become a carpenter.
当你成为一个木匠的时候
Not only you have your master's skill,
你不但有你师父的那些技巧
But you will talk like your master.
你讲话就像你的老师
You will walk like your master.
你走路也像他
You will even think like your master.
那你想东西的思想也像你的师父
In other words,
换句话说
You not only just learn the skill,
你不但把技巧学会了
You learn your master's manner.
你学了他一切的那些生活。
You learn how to live.
你学了怎么活。
More than how to work.
过于你怎么去做。
So this is apprenticeship.
也就是说那个门徒的制度。
And this is what the scripture means by discipleship.
这是圣经里头说做门徒的事情。
So that's the reason why our Lord Jesus said.
所以就是我们主为什么他这样说。
Come and follow me.
来跟从我。
Come to live with me.
来跟我住在一起。
and learn of me.
来学我的样式。
Not only just to learn my skill.
不但要把我的技巧学会了。
But to learn my life.
要学我的生活。
So when you really learn from him.
只要你真的从他哪里学的话。
You will be like him.
你就像他。
And that is discipleship.
其实就是做门徒。
So every believer.
所以每一个信主的人。
Is supposed to be a disciple of Christ.
应该是做基督的门徒。
Now you remember in Matthew chapter 28.
在马太二十八章。
We call it the Great Commission.
我们常叫这是大使命。
Before our Lord Jesus ascended to heaven.
当我们主快要升到天上的时候。
His 11 disciples came to him.
那十一个门徒就到他跟前。
And our Lord Jesus said.
然后我们主就说了。
All power, all authority in heaven and earth. Has been given to me.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Now you go.
现在你们要去。
Disciple all nations.
要使万民做我的门徒。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And teach them everything that I have enjoined you.
凡我教训你们的都要教训他们遵守。
And I will be with you. To the end of this age.
我就与你们同在直到世界的末了。
We call it the Great Commission.
我们常说这是大使命。
But brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姊妹,
when we are talking about the Great Commission,
当每次说到这大使命的时候,
it is very unfortunate,
这讲起来是很可惜的,
that we do not really understand what the Great Commission is.
我们不搞不清楚这大使命到底说什么。
Especially in the 18th century,
尤其在十八世纪的时候,
when there was an emphasis on the Great Commission.
特别强调这个大使命。
Christians began to realize how they need to go to the nations and evangelize the nations.
基督徒就说我要到万民去把福音传给他们。
And not only just for ourselves.
不是为了我们。
We had to go to the nations.
我要到万民当中。
And preach the gospel to the nations.
把福音都传给他们知道。
And evangelize them.
要把福音传遍给他们。
And bring them to Jesus Christ.
把他们带到基督基督的跟前。
So thank God from that time you find the gospel began to spread.
那感谢主你看从那时候开始福音就传开来了。
And even came to China.
也来了中国。
But brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姊妹,
thank God for that.
为了这个我们感谢神。
But this is only the beginning of the Great Commission.
但这不过是大使命的开始。
Because the Great Commission, listen.
但大使命你要听啊。
Go.
去。
To the nation.
到万民当中。
Disciple.All nations.
叫万民来做我的门徒。
In other words, the Great Commission is discipleship.
做这个大使命的意义是要做门徒的。
Of course, you cannot do this matter of discipleship without first evangelizing them.
你刚传福音给了他们的时候，不可能说你现在马上要做门徒，这不可能。
But you cannot stop.At evangelizing.
但你不能只停在把福音传出去这个地步。
If you just stop at evangelizing, you haven't fulfilled the Great Commission.
如果你只停在传福音那个地步，你还没有完成这个大使命的全部的内容。
Because our Lord Jesus to see that everyone that comes to Him will become His true disciple.
因为对主来说，凡到他跟前来的人，就要做他真正的门徒。
Because he wants to save them to the uttermost.
因为他要把他们救到底。
Not just barely saved.
不要仅仅的得救。
Just as one brother said.
好像一个弟兄说的话。
If my two feet can be within heaven, I'm glad.
只要我两脚站在天堂里头，我满足了，我喜乐了。
But you are glad.But God is not gay.
但是你快乐了，我们的神不快乐。
Because our God has great plan for us.
因为神向着我们有个极伟大的计划。
He not only will justify us.
他不但把我们称为义。
He not only will sanctify us.
不但叫我们成为圣。
He wants to glorify us.
他要我们得到荣耀。
And by glorifying simply means this.
他要我们得荣耀，简单的话就这样说。
He wants us to be transformed and conformed to the image of his beloved Son.
叫我们改变被磨成神儿子的形象。
And this can only be done through discipleship.
只要你做门徒，这个才能够成就在你身上。
Only be done by following the Lord Jesus.
你只要来跟随我们的主。
Only be done by yoked together with Christ.
只要你能够学习与主一同复合。
Only be done by learn of him.
只要你学习他的样式。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
today there is a mistake.
今天有一个错，有一个误解。
Because in Christianity today,
因为今天的基督教里头
people separate these two things.
人都把这两个分开了。
To be saved and to be a disciple become two things.
得蒙救赎跟做门徒分成做两个事情。
But actually they are the two sides of one coin.
实际上就好像个硬币的两面。
If you have read Against the Tide,
如果你读过那个中流砥柱那本书
that is a story about our dear brother Watchman Nee.
是关于尼托生弟兄他生平的故事。
He was brought up in a Christian family.
他在一个基督教家庭里头长大。
He was the third generation of that Christian family.
他在那个基督教家庭里头，他是算是第三代了。
But he did not believe in the Lord Jesus.
但是他不信耶稣基督。
As a matter of fact,
实在说起来
in all his studying, his Bible, Mark is the lowest.
在他学习里头，圣经科是最低分的。
He knew about Christianity.
他对基督教他懂得很多。
But he did not believe.
但是他不相信。
After his mother came to the Lord.
后来他的母亲信主了。
One day.His mother tried to have a family devotion.
那他妈妈就希望有一天有个家庭的祭坛。
So he gathered the family together.
他把家里所有的人都叫来。
She went to the piano trying to play a hymn.
他就坐在钢琴前面，他要弹一首诗歌。
The Holy Spirit.
那时候那个圣灵
spoke to Mother Nee.
就告诉这个尼波姆。
You go to your son,
到你儿子面前
and apologize to him.
向他道歉。
Because at one time,
又有一次
there was a vase broken.
有一个花瓶打破了。
And the mother thought it must be a watchman doing that.
那这个魏伯母说这一定是你弟兄做的。
So he punished him.
所以就砸打他。
And from that time, Brother Nee hated his mother.
从那时候开始你弟兄就恨他的妈妈。
The Holy Spirit told Mother Nee.
那但是圣灵就跟魏伯母说
Go and apologize to your son.
去跟你儿子道歉。
In China, you never did that.
在中国从来不会发生这样的事。
The parents are always right.
父母总是对的。
But the Holy Spirit will not let her go.
但圣灵不让他走。
She couldn't play.
他就不能弹琴了。
So he got up.
所以他从钢琴起来。
When To watchman his son,
跑到儿子尼弟兄那里
embrace him,
抱着他
and said, "Forgive me."
儿子啊，原谅我。
That touched the heart of watchman.
这样就摸到尼弟兄的心了。
So when he was invited to hear Dr. Dora Yu, the evangelist.
所以当他被邀请去听于慈度姊妹的传福音聚会的时候
Because she was the one who led Mother Nee to Christ.
因为他是带领魏伯母信主的。
He said, anyone who can convert my mother is worth a hearing.
谁能够改变我母亲的我值得去听一听。
So he went.
所以他去了。
And the first night he was convicted.
第一个晚上他就信主了。
He knew he was a sinner.
他知道他是个罪人。
He knew he had to believe in Jesus Christ.
他知道他一定要相信主耶稣基督。
As his savior.
成为他的救主。
But he struggled.
但是他里头很挣扎。
He couldn't do that.
他不能做这个。
Why?
为什么?
Because he was a brilliant young man.
因为他是很聪明的年轻人。
He had his future all planned out.
他的前途他自己都计划好了。
And he believed he could be successful.
他知道他将来一定要成功的。
But he realized.
他知道。
If he accepted Jesus Christ as his savior.
如果他接受主耶稣基督做他的救主。
At the same time.
同在那个时候。
He had to surrender himself.To Jesus Christ as his master.
他要向主降服，主就作为他的主人，做他的师父。
He had to give up his own right.
他要把他所有的权利。
To his own life.
他的生命。
He couldn't do that.
他不能够这样做。
So he struggled over this matter a few days.
为了这个事情，他挣扎了好几天。
Until one day in his room.
有一天，在他自己房间里头。
He told us himself.
他跟自己说
As he was praying,
他当他在祷告的时候
he saw the blackness of his sins.
他看见他罪里头一切的黑暗
And at the same time,
就在同样的时候
he saw the redness of the blood of Jesus Christ.
他看见耶稣基督宝血的鲜红
And the love of Christ broke him down.
你基督的爱就把他打倒了
He surrendered.His life to Christ.
他把他的生命就降服在主的面前。
That was how he was saved.
这是他得救的故事。
In other words,
换句话说
to be saved and to be a disciple of Christ are one thing.
得蒙拯救来做门徒是同一件事情。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
现在的弟兄姊妹
the reason why you find Christians today are so weak.
为什么今天你发现基督徒那么软弱呢
It is because Christians today divide the two things.
因为今天基督徒把这个事情分成两件了。
That you can be a believer, but you cannot be a disciple.
你可以做一个信主的人，但你从来没有做过门徒。
But in the scripture,
但在主的话里面
this is not true.
不是这样的。
If you are a believer,
如果你是个信主的人
then you are called to be a disciple of Jesus Christ.
你就蒙召来做主耶稣基督的门徒。
And if you want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ,
如果你要做耶稣基督的门徒的话
you have to leave everything and follow the Lord.
你就把一切都撇下来跟随他。
And this is why you find in the Great Commission,
所以你就发觉为什么我说在那个大使命的上面
Go, disciple all nations, how?
去叫万民做我们门徒怎么做呢
Baptizing them.
要他们受洗。
To the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Now why baptizing?
为什么要受洗啊？要施洗呢
？People will say, "Is it not enough if I believe Jesus as my Savior?"
人说我信主，那不是一切都好了吗？不够了吗
？Will he save me?
他难道不救我吗
？Of course he does.
当然他救了我
Then why should I be baptized?
那为什么我需要受洗
Water cannot wash away my
耶稣的
Why should I be baptized?
我受洗干什么
But remember
但你要记得
This is the entrance to discipleship
就是进做门徒的一个门
Because unless you are baptized
只要你受洗了
To the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit
奉父子圣灵的名你受洗了
You do not start to be a disciple of Christ
如果你不受洗你还没有开始做主的门徒
Why?
为什么
Because you are still holding yourselfIn your own hand.
你还把自己紧紧地握在你自己的手里头。
You have not been died together with Christ, buried with Christ, and raised up with Christ.
你没有与主同时同埋葬同复活。
So when you are baptized,
所以当你受洗的时候
what does it mean?
那什么含义呢
why should you be baptized?
为什么你需要去受洗呢
because baptism on the one hand is a burial
从一面来说，你受尽是埋葬。
And on the other hand, is a resurrection.
从另外一面来说，是复活。
When you go into the water,
当你进到水里头，
it means that from now I am dead with Christ.
从现在开始，我与基督同死了。
And because I have been died.So I must be buried.
因为我死了，我就需要埋葬。
To be out of sight.
我看不见了。
And then by the grace of God, I come out of the water.
靠了主的恩典，我又从水里头出来了。
I rise up in resurrection with Jesus Christ.
我们与基督一同复活，活过来。
Now it is no longer I who live.
因为现在就不再是我活着。
It is Christ.
是基督在我里面活着。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
do you realize,
你知道吗？
That when you were baptized,
当你去受洗的时候，
not only you have left the world behind you,
你不但把世界丢在背后，
and you have Christ as your head,
基督就来做你的头，
but actually you have died to yourself,
你向你自己是死的。
You give upYour right.
你放弃你一切的权利。
You're no longer to live by yourself.
你不再为自己而活。
You are to live by Christ Jesus.
你要靠基督而活。
You give your right to Christ.
你把你一切的权利都交给主了。
And allow him to live himself out of you.
让基督在你里面活出来。
To change you.To be like him.
把你改变磨成他的形象。
This is what baptism is.
即是受浸的含义。
And that's the reason why baptism is so important.
所以为什么受洗是那么的重要？
If you are in a hidden country,
如果在一些那些隐蔽的国家，
you believe in the Lord Jesus.
你如果相信主耶稣基督，
But you are not baptized.
如果你不受洗，
the world will consider you still as one of them.
那这个世界还考虑你跟他们在一起。
They will not try to persecute you.
他不会来逼迫你的。
But once you are baptized,
但只要你受洗，
they will begin to persecute you.
他就起来来逼迫你。
Because you are no longer one of them.
因为你不再跟他们在一起了。
You belong to Christ.
你属于基督。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
this is the beginning of discipleship.
那是做门徒的起点。
And then if you have done that,
如果你做了这个，
you are in a position to be taught by Christ.
你就是说能够让基督来指教你。
Then everything that our Lord Jesus has said,
所有我们基督所说的话，
you will be taught and learn of Christ.
你就在这里被教导，你就在哪里的学习。
And the Lord said, He will be with you until the end of the age.
主就说，我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
I do not know how much baptism means to you.
我不知道受洗对你来说有多少的含义。
But so far as I'm concerned,
就我自己来说，
it is really the beginning of my spiritual life.
这的确是我个人属灵生命的起点。
I was born in a Christian family.
我在一个基督教家庭里头长大的。
My father was a Methodist pastor.
我的父亲是寻道会的一个牧师。
And he loved the Lord.
他很爱主。
We have family altar every night.
每个晚上我们有家庭的祭坛。
Our father will gather us all children together.
我父亲就把所有的孩子都召聚来了。
He will read from the Bible.
他要读一段圣经。
And we will all kneel down and he will pray for us.
然后我们都跪下来，他为我们祷告。
And when we were born,
当我们出生的时候，
as a little baby,
这个小小婴孩的时候，
we will be baptized by sprinkling.
然后就有点水礼。
So after I was saved,
所以当我得救的时候，
People began to tell me I need to be baptized.
那人就跟我说，我应该去受浸了。
I say I was already baptized.
我说我已经受浸了。
My father has already baptized me.
我很小的时候，我爸爸已经给我施洗了。
Oh, they say this doesn't count.
你这不算的。
Because you haven't believed in the Lord Jesus.
因为那时候你还没有信主，所以那个受洗不算。
You believe and be baptized.
你要信而受浸。
But I argue with them.
我就跟他们吵起来。
I said when I was baptized,
所以就说到我那个时候受浸。
I was baptized through the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我是奉主圣灵的名受洗的。
I cannot blaspheme the name of God.
我不能够反对主的名。
So I refuse to be immersed.
我不同意这样做这个事情。
But as I was reading the Bible,
当我读主的话的时候
，I discovered from the word of the Bible.
我就发现主的话。
That you have to believe and be baptized.
你必须要信，然后要受浸。
And the way that is to be baptized by immersion.
那受浸的，这浸里，这浸到水里头。
Now I know it in my heart.
我心里头就知道。
But I wouldn't do it.
但我就不愿意这样做。
When my friend tried to persuade me, I argued with him.
我的朋友们来劝我的时候，我就跟他们争论。
And my friend just gave me up.
我的同事们朋友们都放弃了。
They said, this is hopeless.
这个人没望了，没救了。
And left me alone.
就把我丢下来。
And I was alone sitting there.
我一个人就一个人坐在那里。
And I was praying.
我就祷告。
I said, Lord,
我说主啊。
I know I need to be baptized.
我知道我应该受浸的。
My sprinkling was not right.
我那个点水礼不对。
And I was a baby.
那时候我还是个小婴孩，我根本就没有相信。
But it is not convenient for me.
但现在对我来说不方便。
My father was a pastor.
我父亲是个牧师啊。
And they practice sprinkling.
他们都是做这个点水礼的。
If I got immersed, what would happen to my father?
如果我自己浸到水里头，我怎么向我父亲交代呢？
I love my father.
我很爱我的父亲。
I don't want to hurt. Do not want to hurt him.
我不要我父亲难过受伤，我就跟主这样说，答应他，我说主啊，我答应你有一天我要浸到水里头这样受洗的，但你等一等，我读完我的大学，当我独立以后，然后我就去受浸。合不合理？突然间有个声音就到我就听到了，这是我生平第一次听到那个声音，到底是我身外听见我心内听见我不知道，那个话就到我里头来。
He who loves his father and mother more than me cannot be my disciple.
凡爱我父母过于爱我的不能做我的门徒。
And that word is so powerful.
这句话带着能力。
I immediately yielded.
然后马上我就倒下来了。
I said, Lord,
我说主啊，
If you want me to do that,
如果你要我这样做，
I will do it.
我就做了。
So I go downstairs.
我就下楼去。
Knock the door.Of the next door.
我就打我睡房间的另外一个门。
Because next door, watchman lived there.
就是尼迪松，他就睡在那个房间里头。
I knocked the door.
我敲他的门。
And he opened the door. He knew me.
他认得我，他打开门看到我。
He said, "What do you want?"
他就问说你要什么
？I said, "I want to be baptized."
他说我要受浸。
Did your father know that?
那他就问我说你父亲知道吗
？I said no.
我说不，他不知道。
But I must do it.
但我一定要做这个事。
The next day, I was baptized.
第二天我就受浸了。
Now, why did I say that?
为什么我把这个故事告诉你们？
Because
因为
this is the beginning of my spiritual life.
因为这是我属灵生活的开始。
I read the Bible every day.
我每天读圣经。
I pray every day.
我每天祷告。
I was very zealous.
我对主满了热心。
Go to the country place to preach the gospel.
我跑到乡间里头来传福音。
But as I read the Bible, I couldn't understand.
但我读主的话我不明白啊。
There was no light.
没有光啊。
There was no revelation.
没有启示啊。
But after that,
但在这个之后
it seems to me heaven began to open.
那时候天就向我打开了。
The Lord began to show me one thing after another.
主就一件一件事情向我显明。
What is really his will?
他真正的旨意是什么？
That he wants me to follow.
他要我将来跟随他。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹啊，
baptizing them to the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And enjoying them all things that I have taught you.
我吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
And I will be with you until the end.
我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
What is discipleship?
什么是做门徒啊？
Discipleship is not to be disciple to any man.
你做门徒不是你叫人家来听你的话。
You may have some brothers or sisters,
或许有些弟兄姊妹，
who knew the Lord more than you do,
他对主的认识过于你的。
And they will be able to help you spiritually.
他在属灵的事情上能给你一些帮助。
But remember,
但你要记住，
you are not disciple to any man.
但你从来不是做一个人的门徒。
No matter how spiritual that man is.
不管那个人有多属灵。
No man is perfect.
没有一个人是完全的。
And if you are disciple to man,
如果你是做一个人的门徒的话，
one day when you discover.Your master is not perfect.
当有一天你发觉你的师父不完全了，
That will affect your faith.
那就把你信心就影响了。
Thank God we have brothers and sisters helping us.
我们感谢神，他把弟兄姊妹给我们帮助我们。
They help us to Christ.
他把我们带到基督的哪里去？
Not help us to themselves.
不把他，不是把我们带领到他自己的跟前。
That they control us.
他然后他来管理我们？
No,
不是的。
They help us.To Christ Jesus.
他把我们是带到主耶稣基督哪里去？
Look off unto Jesus.
望断以及于耶稣。
The author and finisher of our faith.
他是我们信心创始成终的那一位。
Learn of Christ.
学习基督。
Yoke with Christ.
与基督同负那个轭。
Now why is it the Lord said yoke with me?
为什么基督耶稣说与我同负那个轭呢？
You know again.In the old days, when you are plowing,
你知道在那个时候，如果你来耕地的话，
you use an animal.
你就需要一个牲口。
You yoke an animal to the yoke.
你就需要一个牲口，你就需要一个轭。
And then you can guide that animal as you push the plow.
当你推那个犁的时候，你就需要带领那个牲口怎么走。
But you know the animal is wild.
你知道，但是其实牲口都有野性的。
If it has not been broken,
因为它没有受到破碎。
Then when you are plowing, it will not listen to you.
当其实它来耕地的时候，它就不听你的话了。
And that's the reason why with a farmer you have an instrument called goads.
所以你知道那些农夫啊，就有一个东西叫做刺。
A little sharp thing.
一个很尖的一个刺。
And when the animal does not listen to you.
所以当个牲口不听话的时候，
Then you use that goad and touch his leg.
那就那个刺来刺他的脚。
You do not want to hurt the animal.
你不要叫他受伤。
Just to remind the animal you have a master.
只提醒那个牲口说你有主人在这里。
You cannot do your own way.
你不能走你自己的路啊。
And after you have been flexed,To pick several times,
只要你刺他几次以后，
you learn the lesson,
你就学会了，
and you will follow the master.
你就听主人的话了。
Now our Lord Jesus said, "Yoke with me."
那我们主说与我同负一轭。
Our Lord has never been under the yoke of sin.
我们的主从来没有受过罪恶的轭。
But while he was on earth,
当他在地上的时候，
he was under yoke.
他在一个轭的底下。
He was under the yoke of his father.
他在他父的轭的底下。
You remember his whole life?
你知道他的生活，他的地上的生活。
He always said, "What is my father's will?"
他说，我是遵行我父的旨意。
I cannot do anything by myself.
我靠我自己不能做什么。
I cannot say anything by myself.
我不靠我自己讲什么话。
My time is in the father's hand.
我的时间在我父的手里。
So our Lord Jesus is a tame, if I may say.A tame animal under yoke.
我可以这样说，我们的主在父的轭底下是一个被顺服的一个牲口一样。
How he followed the Father.
他怎么顺服父的身心？
And do the work of the Father.
照着父要做的工来做。
According to the Father's will.
照着父的心意。
And now the Lord said.
然后主就说。
You are still a wild animal.
你还是一个很野的牲口。
You're with me.
跟我同父一轭吧。
So you find the farmer sometimes use two animals.
所以你知道那农夫啊，常常用两个的牲口。
One animal is a tame one.
有一个已经很纯的、很淳服的。
The other animal is to be broken.
有一个就需要来训练，要来打碎它的。
So when the plow was going.
当那个犁啊往前走的时候
，and the untamed animal wants to have his own way.
那个不驯服的、驯服的，他要走自己的路。
But the tame animal is stronger.
但是那个已经受过训练、那个驯服的那个动物就比较强壮。
And will pull the wild animal back.
那把那个野的把它拖回来。
And gradually, the wild one learned of the tame one.
然后那个野的就从那个驯服的那学了功课。
Then he will be able to be used by the master.
然后就能够被主人所使用。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，The Lord Jesus said, "Yoke with me."
主说跟我同负那个轭。
He is calling us to be his disciples.
他来招呼我们做他的门徒。
But he himself became the modern model disciple to God himself.
他在神面前成为做门徒的那个的模范。
He was a typical man.
他是一个最典型最完全的人。
The son of man.
人子。
The beginning of a new creation.
这个新造的起头。
And he wants us to be yoked with him.
他要我们来负他的轭。
Learn of him.
来学他的样式，因为他心里柔和谦卑。
Until our soul is also being broken.
直到我们的魂都被破碎。
Our own opinion.
我们自己的意见。
Our own idea.
我们自己的想法。
Our own affection.
我们自己的感情。
Our own feeling.
我们自己的感觉。
Our own decision.
我们自己的决定。
We all will lay down before Christ.
我们都把它放在主的脚前学他的样式他是柔和谦卑我们让神来成就他的旨意在我们生命里头亲爱的弟兄姊妹你有没有负主的轭呢
这是唯一的方法To learn of Christ.
只有唯一有这个路你是学他的样子的
If you are not yoked with Christ,
如果你知道我们的主
then you are not learning of Christ.
如果你没有负这个轭你就学不到主的样式
And even if you try to serve,
你可以是学来那边服侍他
you try to serve God,
你在那边要服侍神
you actually is serving your own idea.
你不过服侍你自己的想法
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
we need to be yoked with Christ.
我们要负主的轭。
But you will say,
那你会说
is it not very difficult?
那不是很难吗
Listen,
听啊
the Lord said,
主说
my yoke is easy.
我的轭是容易的。
My burden is the light.
我的担子是轻省的。
Now, why?
为什么
Because
因为
it is not by your power.
不是靠你的力量。
It is not by your strength.
不是靠你的能力。
It is by his power and his strength.
是他的力量他的能力。
So that's the reason why in the Great Commission.
为什么在这个所谓大使命的里头
Before the Lord said, go, disciple a nation.
主说去叫万民做我的门徒。
He said first,
第一个他说的
all power,
他说所有的权柄
all authority,
所有的权柄
in heaven and earth,
在地上的地下的
has been given to me.
都赐给我了
so he will use all his power to make you his disciple.
他用所有的权柄来叫你做他的门徒
when you find yourself cannot,
当你发觉你自己不行了
His love will constrain you.
他的爱就来激励你
will melt you.
来融化你
and enable you to listen and follow.
叫你得着能力来听来跟随
You know, our Lord Jesus
你知道我们的主耶稣
is not after great multitude. Is not after great multitude.
他不是
要
一个很强迫我们的。
Because very often you find great multitudes following the Lord.
你知道很大批人来跟随主，他不要很大批的人。
If great multitudes follow you,
如果一大批很多人来跟随你
，No, how will you feel?
你感觉什么
？You will feel great.
你感觉哎呦太美好了。
But not our Lord Jesus.
但这不是我们的主。
Whenever great multitudes following,
当有很大群人来跟随你的话
，He turned around.
你就他就转过来
，and said,
就跟这些大群人说
，You hate your father, mother, brother, sister, husband and wife, even your long life, you cannot be my disciple.
如果你不恨你的父母、妻子、儿女、兄弟姊妹，甚至你的性命，你不能做我的门徒。
If you do not take up your cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple.
如果你不背起十字架来跟随我，你不能做我的门徒。
You know, even in Chinese translation,
你要在中文的翻译的里头
，they dare not translate hate.
他不敢把这个恨字翻译出来，所以他就翻译说若不爱我。
Because hate in our mind has a very bad connotation.
因为恨这个字在我们里头是不好的。
But hate or love are only expressions of feeling.
爱跟恨是一个里头感情的发表。
It is neutral.
只是中性的。
You need to love.What should be loved?
你要爱应当爱的。
You need to hate what should be hated.
你对那些该恨的，你要恨他。
God loves us.
神爱我们。
But he hates the sin in us.
但是他恨我们里头的罪。
But we naturally.
但我们自然的呢
？Hate what we should love and love what we should hate.
我们恨我们该爱的，爱我们该恨的。
Our emotion is all upside down.
我们的感情都倒过来了。
So the Lord wants to purify our emotions.
所以神要把你的感情啊，把它纯净过来。
God surely wants us to love our parents.
神要我们爱我们的父母。
But love our parents with the love of Christ.
这样爱我们的父母，用基督的爱来爱他。
Now that is real love.
这才是真正的爱。
Not love our parents with our natural fallen.Love.
我们爱父母不要用你天然的那个堕落的爱来爱他。
So that's the reason why the Lord used a strong word.
所以主在这里用了很强烈的字。
Unless you hate your father, mother, brother and sister, husband and wife, even your own life.
他说，如果你不恨你的父母、妻子、儿女、兄弟姊妹和自己的性命
，You cannot be my disciple.
你不能做我的门徒。
In other words,
换句话说
，Even your love.Life, your hate life has to be purified.
就是你的爱，你的恨都需要主来纯洁它。
When people that you love, they try to prevent you from loving God.
你爱的人如果拦阻你来爱我们的主
，What will you do?
你怎么做
？You follow man.Or you follow God.
你要跟随人呢，还要跟随神呢
？That is a cross.
这就是十字架了。
You find these two feelings cross each other.
你看，接了一个打叉，就在这个地方。
Are you willing to lay down your own feelings?
你要不要把你自己的感情放下来
？And please God.
然后讨主的喜悦。
By obeying Him.
为了你这样来顺服他。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹啊
We must deny ourselves.
我们要舍己
Because this self
因为这个自己啊
is a fallen self.
是一个堕落的己
This self
这个己啊
is in enmity with God.
是神的仇敌
will not listen to God.
他不听神话的
He needs to go to the cross.
需要到十字架上，要把它置于死地。
So you find the qualification for discipleship is very simple.
所以你做门徒的条件很简单。
Deny yourself.
舍己。
Take up your cross daily.
每天背起你的十字架。
And follow the Lord.
然后来跟随他。
Now that is discipleship.
这就是做门徒。
So our Lord Jesus used two parables.
我们主就用了一个比喻。
If you are building a tower.
如果你建一座楼。
Before you do that.
你在建以前。
Sit down.
你先坐下来。
Count the cost.
拿计算那个代价。
Are you willing to pay enough cost to finish the tower?
你要不要愿意付这个代价把这个大楼建起来呢
？If you are not willing to do that.
如果你不愿意的话。
Don't even start.
你就不要开始了。
Because if you lay the foundation,
如果你把地基已经弄好了
then you cannot complete it.
你不能做成功
no, people will look at it and mock at you.
人家就看见都笑话了
This one began, but cannot finish.
这个人开了工不能完工的
Or if a king is going to fight against his enemy,
如果有王带兵出去打仗
his enemy came with 20,000 men.
但你的仇敌有两万兵
and this king is only willing to sacrifice 10,000.
那这个王他只准备牺牲他一万兵。
Then don't fight at all.
你不要打了。
You ask for peace.
你打不去求和吧。
Because you cannot succeed.
你成功不来的。
Unless you forsake everything.
除非你把一切都撇下来。
You put everything into it.
你把一切都放下来。
You will not be able to finish.
你不能够成功的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
to be a disciple, you must put in everything.
你做门徒，你的一切都要投进去的。
You cannot hold back anything.
你不能说我要保留一点。
Because it is like building the tower.
因为就好像你建一座楼。
Now what does it mean?
什么意思？
It means a testimony.
那预表示见证。
It is the testimony of Jesus that you are building.
这是你在建立我主耶稣基督的见证。
It is like a battle.
就好像一个征战。
You are fighting a spiritual warfare.
你在这里有个属灵的征战。
Unless you're willing to pay every cost for Christ.
除非你愿为主撇下一切出一切的代价。
You won't succeed.
你不会成功。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹啊。
Discipleship is absolute.
做门徒是要绝对的。
It's an absolute surrender.
绝对的降服。
And then you will find the Lord will work in you.
那就发觉主就在里头做工。
I always remember that story about Abimael.
我常记得麦尔的故事。
Abimael was a young preacher.
麦尔那个时候是个年轻的传道人。
Very brilliant.
很聪明。
Very successful.
很成功。
He was at that time the pastor of a church in Lancaster.
那个时候在 Lancaster 那个地方，他做一个牧师。
And one day, two young men visited him.
一天有两个年轻人来访问他。
One was C.T. Studd.
有个年轻人是 C.T. Studd.
The other was Charles Stanley.
另外一个叫 Charles Stanley.
They were all famous persons in Cambridge.
那个时候。在剑桥是有名的人。
C.T. Studd is the cricketer in England.
那个 C.T. Studd 在英国是那个最好的打这个板球的板球员。
And Charles Stanley is a bowling, bowling.
那个 Charles 这是最本色划船的人。
And at that time, seven famous Cambridge graduates.Offer themselves to go to China to preach the gospel.
那剑桥七个人叫剑桥七杰，他们愿意到中国去传福音。
And these two brothers, they visited Lancaster, visited Abimael.
那两个弟兄就到 Lancaster 哪里去访问迈尔弟兄。
And it was in November.
那个时候是在十一月。
November in Scotland is pretty chilly.
那个时候十一月在苏格兰已经很冷了。
So early in the morning,
早上一大早
Abimael noticed that in the room of C.T. Studd and Charles Stanley, the light was on.
他就留意到这两个客人的房间的灯是亮的。
He was a little bit concerned.
他就有点担心。
Because these were his guests.
因为这两个是他的客人呢、啊。
Whether they were something.
是不是有什么需要呢？
But out of courtesy, he dared not knock the door.
但为了礼貌的缘故，他就不好意思敲他的门。
So he waited and waited.
所以他等啊等啊。
But the light was still on.
但是那个灯一直都是亮的。
So finally, he went and knocked the door.
所以最后他就敲他们的门。
And the voice came, come in.
那他那门这门打开了，他进去了，他就进去了。
And he saw Stubb sitting there.
他看见那个 Stubb 弟兄坐在哪里
，wrap himself up with a rug，
用一个台子把他自己围起来
，because it was very cold，
因为很冷
，and the light was on，
那个灯就点着亮的。
So Abby Meyer said, "You are very early."
他麦尔弟兄说你很早起哦。
And Stubb said,
那 Stubb 他就说了
，I love the Lord.
我爱我的主。
I was searching the scripture.
我在寻找主的话。
To find any commandment that I may obey.
有什么主给我命令我要遵守的。
That touched Abby Meyer very much.
这个就摸了麦亚弟兄的心。
You know, when we search the scripture.
当我们来读寻读主的话查考主的话的时候。你查考什么
?We search for promises.
我们查考有没有应许。
And some people are so lazy.
有的人很懒惰。
They do not search the scripture.
连经文都不查考。
You have a gift box.
拿一个小小的包一个布箱子。那里面都是那些祝福的话。
That's Christianity.
那今天基督教就是这样。
Chocolate soldiers.
其实巧克力的兵啊。
So Abby Meyer said.
那麦尔弟兄就说了。
I want to have what you have.
你有的我也希望有。
What is the secret?
你有什么秘密？
C.T. Studd said.
那 C.T. Studd 就跟他说了。
Have you consecrated yourself to God?
你有没有把自己奉献给主啊？
Of course.
那麦说当然了。
To ask a preacher if he had consecrated.
我是一个传道人，奉献是必然的。
当然 ，Of course.
当然了。
Then City said.
然后 City Stack 就说了。
Have you really sit down?
你有没有真的坐下来
？And count everything in your life and hand it over to Christ.
坐下来，好好算你生命里头的所有，然后把所有都献给他。
Everybody said, "I haven't done that."
麦说，我从来没干过这事。
City Stack said.
City Stack 就说了。
Go and do it.
去做吧。
So Abby Meyer,
那是 Abby Meyer 弟兄。
He went to the Lord.
他来到主的面前。
And he began to hand over one thing after another to Christ.
他把事情一件一件交在主的手里。
He saw Christ coming.
他看见主来了。
And he handed to Christ a bundle of keys.
他把一切一大堆的东西都交在主的手中。
Keys to every room to his life.
其实一把钥匙一样，所有他在房间里头的钥匙都交在主的手里头。他还有一个小小的钥匙，他自己要保留的。
And the Lord said,
主就说了
Is that all?
都给了吗
He said, Lord,
他说主啊
If you allow me to keep just a small key,
你让我保留这小小的钥匙吧
I promise you,
我答应你
I will serve you with double energy.
我要加倍的能力来服侍你
But the Lord shook his head.
主摇摇头
And the Lord began to turn away.
主转身要走了
In his desperation,
在他的里头他的渴望
He cried out.
他大叫了
Lord, make me willing to be willing.
主啊，叫我愿意啊。
That is a famous word by Abby Meyer.
这是麦尔最有名的一句话。
I'm not willing.
我不愿意。
But you make me willing to be willing.
你要我愿意来得到那个愿意啊。
Because the Lord told him.
主告诉他说。
If I am not the Lord of all, I am not the Lord at all.
我不是你一切的主，我根本不是主。
So the Lord came and took the small key away.
主就来，把他小钥匙 拿走了。
And Epimaya said, the Lord used some time to clear up every room.
主就用时间把他心里头的房间都打扫干净。
And no wonder Epimaya greatly used by the Lord.
难怪神能够这样大大的使用麦尔弟兄。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Many, many years ago,
很多年以前
1933年 that was what happened to me.
在我生命里头同样的事情
I sat down before the Lord.
我坐在主的面前
I counted all costs.
我把一切都算了
I told the Lord I couldn't do it.
我说主啊我不行啊
And the Lord showed me His bleeding hand.
主把他流血的手向我伸开来。
And the Lord said, I gave all for you.
主说我把一切都为你舍了。
What did you for me?
你为我舍弃什么啊?
That melted me down.
那叫我倒下来了。
I said, Lord, everything.
我说我对主说一切。
Is it easy?
容易吗?
Not easy.
不容易。
For 3 days and 3 nights.
三天三夜。
I struggled.
我在这里挣扎
I couldn't sleep.
我不能睡
I went to the classes.
我到上课的时候
I couldn't hear what the professor said.
老师讲什么我听不见
But thank God.
但感谢主
the Lord help me.
主帮助我
He will not let me go.
他不让我走
And finally,
最后
He broke me.
他把我打倒了
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹啊
Sit down.
坐下来
and count the cost.
计算你的代价
It is costly.
是有代价的
But when you yield to the Lord,
但你在主面前服下来的时候
it is nothing.
那算不得什么
It cost the Lord everything in calling us.
主把他一切的邪气来招呼我们
What can we give to him?
你有什么可以给他呢
Nothing.
没有啊
Maybe our sin.
或是只有我们的罪、
Nothing.
除了罪以外什么都没有
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
Are we disciples of Christ?
你是做基督的门徒吗
How do we live our Christian life?
你的基督徒的生活怎么活的呢
You still live by yourself?
你还靠你自己过活吗
Are you living by the life of Christ?
还靠基督的生命而活着。
God has a glorious plan for every one of us.
主向着我们都有一个荣耀的计划。
He wants to disciple us.
所以他要来管教我们。
To deliver us.
来拯救我们。
To glorify us.
来叫我们得到荣耀。感谢神
Dear Lord
主啊
It cost you everything to come into this world
你为我的缘故你撇弃了一切
To save me
来拯救我们
To disciple me
来管教我
To change me
来改变了我
That thy glorious purpose may be fulfilled.
你那个荣耀的旨意，作家能够得到成就。
Not by might, nor by power.
不靠势力，不靠才能。
But by the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵。
Oh, dear Lord, I will praise and thank thee.
亲爱的主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Thou hast called.
你的呼召。
Thou hast provided.
你呼召，你来供应。
And thou.Will fulfill.
你自己来成就
Glory to Christ.
基督当得荣耀
Amen.
Amen.